Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey, truth be told, Captain Ron here for Tony Sweet. We are at the Portal to Ascension in Irvine, California. And my hero, Michael Tellinger, was nice enough to sit down and talk to us for a little bit. Michael's always got amazing stuff to talk to. Again, as we all know, he's one of my favorite speakers. I am now convinced that South Africa seems to be one of the most interesting places on the entire planet.
Well, I would have to agree with you, obviously, since I'm South African and we've exposed, or I have exposed, this hidden secret. It's like a gem, and the more I work on it, the more exciting it becomes, and truly mind-blowing.
It seems like there is evidence from all kinds of ancient cultures, from Egypt to Sumeria, all found in South Africa.
Yeah, I've been able to find links, like you said, from the Romans, the Phoenicians, the Greeks, the Egyptians, the Mayas, the Incas. It's just ridiculous.
And nobody's ever heard that before. This is new information.
Well, I've been talking about this for...
I mean, outside of you.
10 years, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's not new from you. I'm saying the rest of the world, I tell people this and they're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It is
the least explored continent in the world. And Southern Africa, for some reason, is less explored than anywhere else. It's crazy. You know, they keep talking about the cradle of humankind and Johannesburg and all that, but that's the distraction. That's the lie, all right? So at Sterkfontein Caves, where they talk, is like the cradle of humankind. Yeah. No humans were ever found there. All these bloody hominids and Mrs. Bless and Littlefoot, all these hominids. So if they want to call it anything, it should be called the cradle of hominid kind, but certainly not cradle of humankind. Where I am, on the different part of South Africa, on the eastern side, we have the physical evidence of the stone ruins of ancient activity, the gold mines. There we have the fossils of humanoids and all kinds of creatures. So there we can say we have evidence of humankind. So we're now calling that the true cradle of humankind.
It's so ironic how it's the least explored area, and yet the more I see from your stuff is that it's got the most diverse. It should be the most explored. There's so many different things. Let's talk about some of these mud fossils for again. Anything new? Anything new, mud fossils?
Yeah, the newest thing is that pretty much all the rocks you look at in the stone ruins, the stone circles, the stone ruins, Adam's calendar, and all the rocks lying around the area are mud fossils, are fossilized body parts of from small creatures to giants, 300 meters or 1,000 feet tall.
So Adam's calendar is this giant circle that you can, this still works today.
Yeah, well, it's not that big. You know, Adam's calendar is nothing compared to Stonehenge.
Wow.
In its size, but in intensity and the energy it generates, that's what people feel, especially people that are spiritual healers or energy workers. Whenever they come to Adam's calendar, they just have a profound change of life.
Yeah, you said that they actually walk over to a certain spot and will stand there and feel something. Even isn't there something with pregnancy they feel?
Yeah,
harking back to that.
Yeah. There was an event very, very, very early when I started taking people to Adam's calendar in 2008.
Yeah,
there was a group of women that experienced in this one particular spot before we knew what it was all about, before we knew that it was called the birth of humankind, where Kreta Mutwa says that's where humanity was cloned as a species at Adam's calendar. right?
We have the exact spot.
Yeah, we have the exact spot. Yeah. And these women, a group of women, felt or expressed feelings of pregnancy or morning sickness or giving birth and that kind of stuff. And I thought, wow, that's interesting. And I left it until Kreta Mutha told me, oh, that's the spot where the fertilized eggs were implanted into the original Anunnaki females to be the birth mothers of this new species.
That is incredible. Then it all ties together.
It all ties
together. It feels like you almost stumble into some of these things, and then it ties in together. Mm-hmm. Like some of these Sumerian texts tie into the other stories that you find. Yeah. I mean, that's incredible.
And then keep in mind that what we're discovering now is we're the stone circles, because of the fact that they are resonators and energy-generating devices, working with sound and resonance, take us to a deeper comprehension of sound, resonance, and frequency. And suddenly we discover the torus stones, the donut-shaped stones, toroidal vortex field generators, energy generators, and then the cone-shaped tools. And suddenly we're making a discovery that's been missed by all of ancient archaeology. The cone-shaped tools are all over ancient civilizations. In every ancient civilization, you find cone-shaped tools.
And they just didn't know what they were, I guess.
They just didn't know what they were.
That's incredible.
They always say, oh, they're just ceremonial tools. Dude, like, and this, the reason you can now understand why, these poor archaeologists, you know, they're just a bunch of babies. They know nothing. You know, they know how to dig holes and retrieve crap from the earth.
Yeah.
And then they don't know what it is.
That's funny. That's like sort of the catch-all, too. Well, ceremonial. You can always throw anything as ceremonial.
Yes, exactly.
You know, that's like the catch-all. It's interesting that you talk about the resonance of these circles. I've heard you talk also about how resonance and sound, this is something I never heard of and thought of. How about when you said how they write that God or the Creator said, let there be light. Like, sound was first because he said, let there be light. That's fascinating.
And again, so we are now showing and proving it with the stone circles and the technology that I've rediscovered that has been known for eons throughout all time and history of space and time. People, conscious beings, have always known about this. Well, the stone circles were the key and the catalyst to rediscover that, and has led me on this path of discovery for myself that I've now been able to share in great detail about the laws of nature, the true nature of our reality, and how everything fits together, and how sound and resonance is the primordial source of everything.
Amazing.
Especially light, because people, often a lot of spiritual workers are talking about light, and I'm a light worker, but you can't have light without sound and resonance. Light is a consequence of the sound and resonance.
Hence, let there be light.
Exactly. Yeah,
exactly. Right.
And so we have, in that statement, you know, the Spirit of God moved over the waters. In there is already a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There was water before anything else. Yeah. Okay.
And you say that the water picks up the resonance, that the sound infuses into the water.
Exactly.
That's incredible.
And then God says, let there be light. So what is God? God is a primordial source of creation, primordial consciousness of everything. And you realize that the consciousness of the creation, the creative spirit of the creator, or the creative consciousness, whatever it is, people call it God, the creator, call it whatever you want that you feel comfortable with, right? And then out of that comes the resonance, and that resonance creates the toroidal fields,
mm-hmm.
and the toroidal fields move, and the sound moving create magnetic fields, and moving magnetic fields create electromagnetic fields, and bingo, you got light.
It's incredible.
So the opening phrase of the Bible is a crash course in manifestation and magic.
Yeah, that's incredible. Where are we at scientifically on the age of these circles? I mean, and number one, the number we're talking about here, I think you said this is in the tens of millions of stone circles.
Well, I estimate about 10 million, but I think they're
million.
I think they're more than that.
How can there be more? It doesn't even seem possible there's enough room for 10 million stone circles.
Well, you know, you'd think so, but if you just look at a 100 by 100 kilometer area, and if you do a calculation, and there are 3.6 stone circles per hectare,
okay.
and that's 3,600 per square kilometers. You multiply it by the size, suddenly you got 3.6 million just in a 100 by 100 kilometer square area.
Now, if you're not a disciple of Michael Tellinger, you don't know that. If I walked in and talked to anyone off the street and said, "Hey, did you know there's 10 million stone circles in South Africa?" They'd say, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah,
people don't know about this.
No, very few people know about it. But so yeah,
I mean, this is a fact. This isn't something people can say you're a little out of your mind. They're there.
No, they're there. You can't wish them away. We got physical evidence of a vanished ancient civilization that had the knowledge of sound and resonance. The stone circles are cymatic patterns. Each stone circle represents the sound of the earth at that specific point. And this is why each stone circle is a resonator, is an amplification device, is an energy-generating device.
Okay, so there's so many of them. And they're so... What did we think they were used for? Was it used to generate energy? Like everybody had their own little power source or something?
Yeah, look, we got to firstly we got to realize that the world and life in those days was very different from what it is today. You know, today we live in a complete slavery system, enslaved by capitalism, money,
sure,
control. So the world at that stage was very, very different. And money didn't exist.
And by stage, let's give a time point. What time do you think this is?
Oh, we're talking about 100,000 years and further. And earlier. And further back in time. 300,000 years, 500,000 years.
Yeah.
And then millions of years. So there's evidence in Southern Africa of millions of years of activity.
That's the Michael Kremel stuff. He was saying that too.
Exactly, right. Yeah. And we have the physical evidence now to support Michael Kremel's work. We have the giant footprint. We have all kinds of other stuff. We have the fossilized body parts. And that's the big thing now, is the fossilized body parts that just scramble the timeline. It's literally...
It's incredible. I would love to... See, I don't know why that doesn't open CNN Friday night, 8 o'clock, boom. They discovered this. I mean, it's incredible stuff.
Yeah,
these fossils aren't even mentioned anymore.
Well, you know what? Maybe what I haven't done is I haven't published a press release. I haven't put out an official press release.
Discovery. Pretend you found it tomorrow.
Yeah. No, well, it is. It's just, it doesn't matter. We could found it 10 years ago, but we can say. A press release.
Right.
South African scientists makes new discovery of fossils, giant fossilized body parts.
Does that frustrate you?
Not really.
You seem to take this so calm. I always get so mad that, why don't people know about this? What do you mean you don't know about 10 million stones? That's, of course you know what that is. No, never heard of it. What about all these discoveries they have there, these new fossils? What? That bothers me. How come it doesn't bother you? It's got to bother you.
I guess because I will probably get there very soon. I've been planning to do a press release to the South African media. I'll probably do that. Maybe even this year still in 2019. If not, then early in 2020. And see how the mainstream media responds to it.
Yeah. Interesting to see their take.
Yeah.
I'd like to see you get some help down there, too. You're a one-man band down there, man.
It's been a struggle. That is, you know, so whoever watches this...
Both of you.
Yeah, both of you.
Supposed to say that. Not you, So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so millions of people are going to be watching this, yeah. I do need all the help I can get.
I know
so
that.
So sign up to my news... sign up to my video channel. If you can afford $11 a month... For the price of 3 cups of coffee a month,
You
can get 20 minutes, a documentary every week, a 20-minute documentary of all this research and discovery in South Africa that we put in together with my new video team.
Awesome.
It's like having your own National Geographic channel that reports only on this stuff that we're talking about in Southern Africa.
Yeah. And it's incredible. I've seen some of the fossils you found, and they're giant. I mean, I don't even want to – I like to keep it on the scientific obvious stuff, but, I mean, there is evidence – of giants that are a kilometer long.
Yeah.
That's hard to even comprehend, but there's these giant bones. How do we explain these bones?
Yeah, well, we explain them because they're fossilized body parts. They're not rocks, they're fossilized body parts. And now we know that the fossilized body parts of mud fossils turn into both Hornfels rock, or ringstone, as it's known in geology in Southern Africa, and also dolerite rock. So these giant dolerite rocks are actually fossilized and petrified body parts.
It's an incredible prehistory almost of the... And I've seen people that go down there that you had that cardiologist recognize that one rock as a heart.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
It was amazing timing. I was standing with this rock in my hand.
You thought it was a rock?
No, I knew it was a heart.
Oh, okay.
So I was looking at it because I studied pharmaceutics at medical school, so... Obviously, I did anatomy and physiology and all that, so I have a reasonably good understanding of this. So I can recognize a body part when I see one.
Gotcha.
So people need to know this about my background, right? So I'm not just guessing. I recognize what a spleen looks like, or what a bladder looks like, or a gallbladder, or a leg, or a, you know, a jawbone. Or so I have some training in that. And then this guy, I'm holding this heart in my hand, but it's a big heart, right? And this guy pulls up and he jumps up and he goes, "Hi, Michael Tillinger. I've been watching your stuff." And he goes, "Well, that looks like a heart you're holding."
Amazing.
And I go, "Yeah, I think it's a heart." And he goes, "Yeah, that's a heart. I'm a surgeon. I know what a heart looks like."
Oh, my God. That's incredible. Now, see, to me, that should be like a press release discovery. Look at this. And how do you explain a heart that size and that old?
Well,
so something was here.
And the scary part is that something was here that was cutting out the hearts. Because, you know, the heart was already out of the body when the petrification took place. The ribs that I have were already cut up and they were busy being consumed and eaten. The leg bones, the legs of all these different weird creatures, from big legs like a big, you know, a leg of a cow and pork and leg of lamb and all kinds of weird creatures that we don't have here today. Some of them look humanoid.
Wow.
And these were being cut up and prepared for consumption. Like we have legs of lamb and stuff hanging in the butcher. It's gross, but that's what happens. Walk into a butchery today.
Sure.
It's not a pretty sight for, you know, people that are sensitive to that kind of culling.
You're literally changing history. I mean, these are discoveries that affect everything.
Yeah, and now we just need to get it out there. People need to know this is real. This is not. I'm not just imagining it is. Come to my museum. See it for yourself.
Right. And I mean, a lot of your speculation stuff is one thing that people can challenge, and I get that. But this is a heart. We can look at that. We can do a CAT scan of it. We can see that it's that big. It's there. You got to explain it.
Yeah.
And these circles are there. There's 10 million stone circles there. I mean, it's physically there. We've got to come up with... To me, it feels like this deserves a lot of study.
It deserves a lot of study. It needs a lot of funding first before you can do the study. And then the experimentation. The key thing for me is that we need to do something with this information and this knowledge. And that's where it gets to the whole Ubuntu contributionism thing, that what we learn from the past, we better put into good use for the future. And that, for me, is the most exciting thing.
Is it fun for you also that you have like these new discoveries? Like you're, it seems like you're always coming up with some new thing that you never would have thought of.
And you know, it's like, I just happen to be in the right place at the right time. And it's almost like it's by design. Yeah. It's almost like there's a plan that I'm not in control of.
Well, that makes it feel, it's almost like a synchronicity.
It is. Like, almost like it's been planned.
See, that's incredible. Listen, guys, what's your site? Tell us what your site is so I can send both listeners to go see.
Both 2 million listeners.
Right, that's right.
Yes, both million listeners. To michaeltillinger.com and michaeltillinger.com and join my channel. And also, so I need help on the museum.
Right.
Because a museum like that...
You're building a stone circle museum that is circular as well, which looks awesome. It's already coming along.
Yeah. And it's at roof level now. I just need to put a roof on the internal display cabinets and the lighting and aircon, and then we can open the museum. But you realize that a museum like this cannot survive from selling tickets at the door. So museums like this survive from people that are passionate about this, patrons of the museum.
Right.
You know, we have patrons of arts and the opera school and the art whatever in New York and all these patrons that spend millions in all these places. Well, I need some of these people with deep pockets.
I don't think they know that's there.
So hopefully when the 2 million,
get the word out.
2 million people see this video.
And at the museum, you're going to house some of these mud fossils you found.
Thousands of them. They're already in the museum, but in the existing museum. But the museum is too small, and it's just a converted garage. It's been turned into a museum. And this is going to be, it already is, a spectacular museum. It just needs the roof and the completion to house all these things. So become a patron of the museum on my website, and then join my video channel, where you get 20 minutes every week of new discoveries, new research, plus bonus videos. There's hundreds of hours of my lectures, new discoveries, and then short little clips that we keep adding all the time. Of new little bonus little videos, and so it's a great thing to have. And what you'll be doing is supporting the ongoing research, which is critical.
Yeah, that's the important part.
Yeah,
honestly, and I think the stuff's fascinating. I'd love to see the word of this get out there more, because this is actually changing and happening now today. We're having new discoveries that are changing history for real. Michael, thank you for coming on.
Awesome.
I really appreciate
it. Good to see you again.
Good seeing you again, brother.
Thank you for grabbing me.
Of course, not in the sense. All right, for Truth Be Told, this is Captain Ron with Michael Tellinger.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're at the Portal to Ascension in Irvine, California. We'll see you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.